Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 249 of Heroes Unlimited. We are still in the major super abilities section, discussing some major super abilities, namely the Alter Physical Structure powers. Last time we finished up with Alter Physical Structure Plant, a very low-key kind of like sci-fi power that didn't seem to quite rise to the power level of a superhero game, but that shit's in the past. What we're talking about today is Alter Physical Structure : Plasma, and this is some superhero shit for sure. In fact, it's specifically 90s superhero shit. As dedicated comics historians will know, fire kind of went out of fashion in the late 20th century in favor of plasma, which is like fire, but cooler and edgier. Just listen to what this power does for you. Quote, "This amazing metamorphosis enables the character to transform from flesh and blood into either an energy sphere with a pair of energy tentacles or arms, or a humanoid-shaped mass of highly energized bluish-green or reddish-purple superheated gas known as plasma. In this form, the character is effectively a creature of pure energy." None of this faffing around like we did back in Alter Physical Structure : Electricity, where it's like, this power enables you to literally, actually turn into a being who looks like he's made of electricity. But, you know, you're still a dude, you can still be punched. No, fuck that. This power turns you into a goddamn cloud of superheated gas with all the amazing power and amazing reddish purpleness that entails. The first thing to know about this power is if you are concerned about the lack of offense from Alter Physical Structure : Plant, this may be the power for you. We start with the plasma bolt. You can fire a burst of plasma. It says, quote, "It will instantly light any flammable material, and two or three bolts will melt through a strong metal door. It goes like 200 feet, more once you level up a little bit, and it does 1d6 times 10 plus 2 damage per level of experience." So starting right at first level, you're doing like 37 damage with one of these blasts, and then it increases a little bit from there. And you can modulate this. Quote, "A small bolt that does 46 damage, or a scattershot of 4 tiny bolts, each doing 1d6 damage each, counts as a burst attack, can be fired instead, and up to 50% farther." First of all, nice, efficient rules here, unlike Alter Physical Structure : Ice, well done. Secondly, I do not even begin to understand or want to explore how the burst rules would apply here. Let's just leave it alone. Thirdly, while this damage is pretty good, it's sort of the level that you want from a zappy superhero power. It is in no way enough to blast through a strong metal door in two or three shots. Per the SDC values table on page 70 of Heroes Unlimited, a page reference I am truly ashamed to know, a solid metal door has 600 SDC. So we're not talking about two or three blasts of plasma to get through, we're talking about more like 17. Assuming it's a regular metal door, not in fact a really strong metal door like, say, a vault door, which would take more like 136 plasma bolts to get through. This is where our troubles begin, because while the flavor text giveth in this power description, the rules text taketh away. Like, this is a cool concept, I mean, who doesn't want to play a blob of superheated gas? But when it comes to the rules implementation, somebody, and I don't know if this was Oliver or Sambita, somebody was a little hesitant about putting this kind of raw power in a player character's hands. But instead of addressing this disconnect as they do in some other powers, like not only in Heroes Unlimited, but in most superhero games, there's some kind of explanation under the super speed powers. Yeah, you can move at the speed of light, but you like to stick to like 8 actions per round, you know, for whatever reason, or like you're capable of outrunning a sonic boom. But when you punch people, you like to keep it down to about 40 miles per hour because it's more efficient, let's say. You know, oftentimes there's like a little bit of making excuses about why your theoretical power concept doesn't match what you can do mechanically. Here, there's no effort to do that. The flavor text straight up says, you can blast through a titanium wall no problem. And then the rules say, no, you can't. Similarly, you get a plasma touch ability. Quote, "The mere touch or punch of this plasma being causes 1d6 times 10 damage, exclamation point." And that's pretty badass. People take 35 damage just for touching you because you're so hot. You can reduce that to 4d6 if you want to make yourself a little bit easier to be around. But anytime you're doing damage to people when they touch you, that feels good. It feels like you got a Starman and you're plowing through some Goombas. It's what we all dream of. However, in terms of the fiction of the game, this number may be a little bit low, because under subpower 4, Melt Obstacles, it says, quote, because of the great heat generated by the character's plasma body, he can melt through most walls, doors, floors, and most other materials by pressing against them. The plasma being can burn through any materials other than stone, slash brick, slash concrete, and strong metals, iron, steel, titanium, adamantium, etc., at a rate of half a melee round, or about 7 seconds, per 6 inches of material. Stone, Kevlar, and strong dense metals require one full melee round, 15 seconds per inch. So, if you are up against a titanium wall, the melting point of titanium is over 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay? So that's the heat you're generating. Remember back in Alter Physical Structure, Fire, where if you trap somebody in a circle of fire and turn the heat way, way up, you can get it so hot that they take 6d6 damage per round, and they can't breathe, and they get minus 10 to everything, and they have a 95% chance of passing out, and they get third-degree burns from short exposure? That's 700 degrees. So crank that up to 3,000, and I feel like people should be taking more than 35 points of damage when you wave your superheated gaseous arm through them. I mean, it's actually so bad that if, let's say, you needed to stop this plasma creature from getting into a secure facility, right? You got a hallway, and you got to stop this plasma person from getting through it. If you've got a choice between dropping a 1-inch titanium wall in that hallway or like lining up some trained boxers for the plasma guy to burn through, the boxers really would be a better choice. At this rate of damage, you know, 35 per attack to burn through a big beefy boxer, it's going to take the plasma hero like 2 actions to burn all the way through a boxer. You stack those boxers 3 boxers deep, plasma is not hot enough to burn through 3 boxers in 1 melee action, even though it can melt a fucking hole in a titanium wall in that length of time. Now, granted, that's from you touching the boxers. If the boxers should, for whatever reason, perhaps overconfidence, decide to leap through you, they'll take 2d4 times 10 damage, which means, like, a tough boxer might live after leaping headlong through a cloud of plasma, but it'll be a near thing. Against, like, superhero and supervillain foes, though, even extended periods trapped in this 3,000 plus degree superheated gas cloud won't be even close to as damaging as being shot with a machine gun, despite the fact that per the rules text here, this kind of heat is vaporizing wood and stone and metal and everything. People are just made of sterner stuff, I guess. But it's hard to really identify which side of this is dumb, because the concept is cool, and I really like the drawback aspect that, like, when you're flying around as a plasma creature, you're burning things all the time, you're doing all this collateral damage. It is a very cool, very 90s power to have this immensely destructive force at your command. At the same time, obviously you can't just hand out powers that are so immensely powerful that they completely screw up the game's math for everyone else. So there's a disjoint here that's kind of dumb, and it's hard to know which side should have been adjusted to match the other side. Fortunately, I don't have to decide, because the dumbest thing on this page is pretty much unrelated. Speaking of your unfortunate tendency to vaporize anything you touch when you're a plasma person, quote, the intense concentration of heat also makes it impossible for the hero to hold anything while in this form without setting it on fire or burning it. Clothing and other items worn on the body when the super being transforms are somehow preserved and unaffected. Not absorbed, not transformed, mind you, but preserved and unaffected. What this means is, let's say you're out on a date with your prospective girlfriend and a crime breaks out. You got to go to work. You transform out of your street clothes into a gaseous ball of blue-green superheated plasma with 2 tendrils on the sides and a pair of khakis dangling unaffected from the bottom of the sphere, I guess. Because those pants don't go anywhere. They're just somehow, by some miracle of science, unaffected by your plasma transformation. So they just hang the fuck on. It's not like they drop to the ground because you're made of gas. We know this because the illustration on this page is of this glowing skeleton plasma guy, and he's wearing some kind of an amulet or necklace, and it's hanging off his neck, even though he's made of gas. It's just the magic of plasma. And, you know, comic book standards and practices. Even plasma balls must wear pants at all times in superhero comic books. These things are for kids. Speaking of gaseous forms, join me next time as we discuss the premier gas body superpower, Alter Physical Structure : Smoke or Mist, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.